Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Mountain Morse adventure thriller.
Now then, Sonny, if you're ready, we're going to start taking you apart.
Taking me apart?
Yeah, see what makes you click.
This sounds very desperate.
Pull down that other blind over there, Reggie.
Quiet.
And what I mean is, I want to know everything you can tell us about yourself. Don't skip the intimate details. They may be important.
Important for what?
In finding the source of the influence that seems to have surrounded you.
You mean the Richard curse?
And I refuse to recognize any such thing as a curse.
Then what do you call it?
I'd say an evil influence.
That means the same thing.
Well, now then, let's get started on you.
Hey, just a minute before you get too serious. Well, I just want to mention, I think Sonny's just about the prettiest 1949 model female yet.
Why, Doc?
Well, what is it that you got, honey, that other girls ain't got?
Oh, Doc, you're swell.
No, honest. When you come downstairs in them lounging pajamas, my heart done a flip-flap.
Flip-flop.
Huh?
Flip-flop, not flip-flap.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, Sonny, if you ever feel in the mood for some sparking, I'm the red-headed Texan that can fix you up and no holds barred.
Thank you, Doc. I'll remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that Doc's got romance off his chest, let's get down to business. Reggie?
Yes?
I want you to take down names and dates as we come to them.
Right home.
All right. Now, first, Sonny, I want the names of all the people in any way associated with you. Is that a big order?
No, not very. I'm pretty much let alone now.
All right, let's begin right here in your own house. Who takes care of you here?
Jackson.
He's the Negro butler?
Yes. His wife is in the kitchen, and I have a Negro chambermaid for the upstairs work.
They've been with you a long time?
Jackson and his wife have been here ever since I was a little girl, and they're very devoted. The upstairs girl has been here for 2 years.
Now then, what about that attorney fellow who came up to your hotel room?
Leslie Marks?
Yes, Marks.
Well, he and my father were close friends. He's been the family attorney as long as I can remember. That's why Father named him executor of his estate until I reached the age of 25.
And how old are you now?
24.
You're fond of Marks?
Well, he's been very kind, but he is domineering. He has a violent temper. And lately, I'm afraid we've quarreled quite a lot.
About the estate?
Yes.
Can you tell us what it was about?
Well, I needed extra money over my regular allowance. Quite a lot of extra money.
Why?
On account of Phil.
Oh, yes. Phil was the man you were engaged to and was injured in that automobile accident.
Yes. See, Phil hasn't any money of his own. He was the pro at the golf club. That's how I met him. He taught me to play golf.
I see. And so when he was injured, you took it on yourself to pay his hospital expenses?
Yes. Everything.
And your attorney objected?
Yes. He said that I wasn't obligated to take care of Phil, and that as my trustee, he wasn't in a position to give me the extra money. And so we quarreled.
He didn't give you any extra money then?
Oh, yes, some. But mostly I've had to skimp on my allowance to take care of Phil.
Hey, but looky, Sonny, what does this Phil fella have to say about you paying his way?
Well, at first he was too ill to realize that. And then when he did find out, he made a fuss, but now he just seems to be resigned.
Well, doesn't Phil have any folks?
Only a younger brother, Arthur. He just passed 18, and I'm awfully worried about him.
Why?
Well, since Phil has been hurt, Arthur has had no steadying influence. I've tried to do what I could, but he won't have anything to do with me. He blames Phil's accident on me. And, of course, he's right.
You mean the boy actually blames the Richard curse for his brother's auto accident?
Yes.
Oh. I'd like very much to talk to Arthur. Where can I find him?
He lives in a boarding house, 69 Jameson Street.
You got that, Reggie?
Yes.
Who pays his room and board?
I do.
Hey, he don't like you, but he'll take money from you.
Yes.
Great kid, little Arthur.
All right, now then, what other business or social contacts have you?
No one that's close. Acquaintances at the golf club. That's about all.
That is natural. What about men?
No. Not now.
What a beautiful young woman like you with a fortune in your lap. Should be honorable young men and fortune hunters all over the place.
Not anymore. I am attractive and my money is attractive, but the curse has scared them away.
The story of this curse actually is as widespread as that?
Everyone knows.
Yes, and everyone believes.
What would you believe under the circumstances? Within 1 year, my mother and father killed, my fiancé crippled for life, one suitor shot outside my door by robbers, an old family friend falls down my front steps and dies, and still another suitor shoots himself to death. Wouldn't that drive you off?
Sure. All within a year.
The police have investigated each of these deaths, of course.
Naturally.
No results?
No.
I think I'll go down and have a look at some of their records tomorrow.
You won't find anything.
Maybe not. Now then, Sonny, I'm going to make a peculiar request of you.
Yes.
Are you any sort of an actress?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, could you pretend to be more than a little fond of me?
I don't understand.
Well, you don't have to. But for the next 2 weeks, I want you to show a lot of interest in me when we're around people. I want us to be seen together. I want you happy and smiling. I want you to be very much in love.
Oh, I don't know.
You'll try?
It's important.
Very important. Will you?
Yes. Except in the presence of Phil.
Except Phil?
Yes, it would hurt him, and I couldn't bear that.
All right. I'll take care of that. Naturally, you'd be reserved around him, but there's no reason why I can't show my affection.
Oh, but that would hurt him, too.
Well, it's only for 2 weeks. After that, you can explain to him that there was nothing behind it.
Well, all right, I'll try.
Good. Now then...
Phone?
I'll get it. Probably Leslie.
The attorney?
Yes, wondering if I got home all right. Hello? Phil, why aren't you asleep? What? You want me to come to the hospital at this time of night? What? Oh, yes, yes, of course, if it's important. Oh, I see. Oh, hold the wire for just a minute. It's Phil at the hospital. He wants me to come right over.
How far is the hospital?
Just 2 blocks across the park.
All right, tell him you have company and you'll have to bring us along.
Oh, but I...
Go ahead, tell him. See what he says anyway.
Hello, Phil. Listen, dear, I have company. And if I come, I'll have to bring them along. Oh, no, it's no one you know, but I'd like to have you know them. All right, we'll come right away. Bye.
What'd he say?
He said it was all right.
All right, go get something on.
Just slip on a fur coat. It isn't far.
Jack.
Well?
Well, what the heck are you taking us all over to the hospital for?
One reason, I don't want to leave Sonny alone. The other, I want to meet all of Sonny's acquaintances as fast as possible. This is a good chance to meet Phil.
Jack, what's this business about making love to Sonny? Yeah, that there's my department. Oh,
not this time it isn't.
Oh, I get it. When a really pretty girl comes along, me and Reggie's supposed to take a back seat.
Well, it's all right with me. No women, no trouble.
Well, it ain't all right of me.
I am ready.
Well, come on. Let's go.
I had Phil put in this hospital because it was so near here. Oh, I must remember to give you all keys to the front door when we get back.
Yes, we may need them. Now, which way?
Well, here we can cross the street and right through the park. That's the hospital over there with the lights in the windows. Mm.
Top's lost in the fog.
Yes. Another hour or two and the fog will settle down on us like a blanket.
Park's not too well lighted.
Oh, I know the way. Here, this path is your shortcut.
Well, Sonny and I will lead. Reggie, you and Doc fall in behind.
Right on.
Oh, well, I just thought of something.
Huh?
I should know something about you three. Phil will be sure to ask me.
All right. Well, we're aviators. We're in San Diego now waiting for a plane to be put in condition for us.
What, is that true?
Yes. Yes, I'll give him the name of the plant if he seems curious. If he wants to know any more, let me do the talking.
This is all so curious. I met you less than 3 hours ago. And here you are closer to me than...
Hey, that was a gunshot.
I know what the bullet knocked my head
off.
Oh,
no.
Doc, Reggie, go after him that way.
But, Jack...
Don't argue. I'm taking Sonny to the hospital.
Righto.
That gun, two-tailed silly cat.
Oh, you see? It's begun already.
Stop talking. Come on, run.
But you mustn't... I can't let you...
You can't stop me. Here, across the street.
If you're killed...
Save your breath. Now up the steps. Get inside. Yeah, now we're all right. Yeah, which way's the elevator?
It's that way.
Come on. Oh, here, stop there.
I can't stand anymore.
What floor is Phil on?
Fourth floor.
All right. Get in the elevator. Fourth floor, please. You all right now?
Yes.
Good.
What about Doc and Reggie?
They can take care of themselves. Out with you. Now, which way?
The room right down at the end of the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say anything about the shooting to Phil.
Well, why not?
I haven't told him about it. About any of the tragedies. It might upset him to know all that's been going on.
All right. That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just walk right in.
Is that you, nurse?
No, Phil, darling, it's me. Sonny.
Sonny? What the deuce are you doing here at this time of night?
But Phil is...
Who's this fellow?
This is Jack Packard, Phil. Phil Terry, Jack.
How do you do, Terry?
He's the one I said was with me when you called.
When I called? What are you talking about?
But, Phil, you did call. I talked to you.
You're crazy. I haven't called anybody tonight.
But your voice...
I said I haven't called anybody tonight.
Then you must have been mistaken, dear.
Dear? Who are you calling dear?
Why, Sonny. I'm very fond of her.
Oh, you are? Well, I'll have you know Sonny belongs to me. To me, do you hear?
Oh, Phil, don't get so angry.
Trying to steal my girl, are you? Just because I'm a cripple?
I'm sorry, Terry.
Well, did you ever hear of the Richard curse?
Phil!
Well, it got me. It got me, see? And it'll get you just the same way.
Phil, please!
And if the curse doesn't, I will.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.